Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. Yes, it's a Wednesday afternoon. Well, it is a Wednesday afternoon for me. And here I am in snowy, very snowy Lilydale. I'm looking at my car and it's full of snow. Oh my gosh. And can't believe it's the week before Christmas. Can you believe where the time has gone? I've got to tell you this. All right, this is quite interesting. I didn't realize it was Christmas next week. No, seriously, I had no idea it was Christmas. It was, funny when a friend of mine said, so what are you doing next week? I went, what do you mean, what am I doing next week? And she said, it's Christmas. I went, oh, yeah, about that. So guess what I'm doing after the show? I'm going Christmas shopping because I've done nothing, nada, absolutely a zip. So, yeah, I can't quite believe I've actually procrastinated and left it this long. I haven't even got a tree up. I mean, really. Bah humbug, indeed, Lisa. But yeah, I can't believe it. Oh, here we go. I'm sitting here miles away, and I haven't even opened the chat. Oh, I feel really bad. So let me just open the chat room for everybody. I do love my little chat room. I like to actually see what's going on in the chat and how everyone's chatting. All right. So thank you for joining me today. I don't know where you are. I know in California it's a bit rainy, and I know in England it's a bit rainy, but I actually kind of like my snow here. I'm looking at, and it's a little bit snowy. I'm a bit nervous about driving to Erie, but you know, we'll be okay. It'll be fine. I've got my snow tires on. Who cares? It's fine. All righty. Anyway, just to let you know, obviously, what's happening in the world of Lisa, Norway. Oh, actually, first of all, let's start again. Going to New Zealand first of all in January. And so that's actually what's happening first, January, I think it's the 24th. You'll have to check on my website, seriously. That's what I have to do. I'm going to do a one-day workshop in New Zealand and an evening show as well. So if you want to come along, then come along to Auckland. Awesome! The other thing, then I'm going on to Australia, actually Daylesford in Australia, which is just outside of Melbourne, which I have to say, I love that place. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. So if you do want to come along, then come and find out exactly what's actually happening there. I'm doing the advanced mediumship course. I'm also doing a one-day workshop with my cards as well, which is the Intuitive Soul Oracle cards, which you can get now, which are online. And then after that, I'm going, where am I going? I'm going to Norway. Wow, I'm going to Norway. Oh, my gosh, for a whole month. For a whole month. Yes, yeah, so I'll be jumping from sun to, well, to snow again. I remember last time when I was actually doing, when I went to Norway. It was so funny because there I was, and it was snowing, and it, you know, they work in Celsius, and it was minus 12, okay, and it was like, oh, you know, we were saying it's spring because it was like minus 5, and he's like, our driver was going, it's spring, and I was going, minus 12, really? Anyway, and then what was funny, he turned around, and he's like, and then he looked at minus, you know, obviously it was minus 12, and he said, ah, oh, spring is cancelled, Lisa. And anyway, I laughed, and it was hilarious. But it was, it was just so funny. So, yeah, I'll be going back to snow. I can't believe how the snow is coming down right now. Yeah, the chat's open. Yes, you're absolutely right. I have actually booked in Lisa time as well. I'm having a couple of days off in Sydney. I'm going to see some friends of mine. Can't wait. I need some big Aussie squeezes going on over there. I do also want to obviously send my best wishes to all that were involved in the Australia situation that happened earlier on in the week. And it seems to me as though we've got it's been a week of discord around the world, obviously, with what's been going on in the media. And being a sensitive person, and I'm sure a lot of you feel this way, is you don't watch the news. Because it creates, you actually pick up on this sort of stuff. And so it's very, very hard, and I do understand, but, you know, a lot of prayers and love going out there. And while I'm on the word of that, an old school friend of mine, I found out, passed away yesterday. So I do actually want to send my condolences over to Karen's family, who I went to school with. It was a massive shock when I opened Facebook today. It was like, oh, my gosh. And it's amazing when it comes to this time of year, there's a lot going on. I mean, someone very close to me recently lost his grandmother, and then someone else lost his grandmother as well. So it's kind of a time at the moment, certainly around the winter time, it always is where people get sick and, you know, sadly people pass away. And it's really hard. And that's the reason why I wanted to do today's show, which is recognizing the signs from our loved ones over the holidays. Because, you know, the holidays is actually a time where we struggle. Naturally, it's a natural time where most of us struggle, because obviously we have people that we love, we miss people that we love, and I also want to say it's not. And also things change. It's when the seasons change, and you know, this is my philosophy. It doesn't mean it's absolute gospel or whatever, everything else, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm right. No, I'm only joking. I really am. But it's just my philosophy. And really, it's as we come in from the end of autumn, which is obviously the 21st of December, through into the winter month, you know, we actually hit this transitional change. Whether or not the seasons change or not is a different matter. But we hit a transitional change. And so, you know, naturally things will change in our life. And so if you're listening to this and you do want to call in and you do want a reading or you do want to ask me a question, then please do. All right, the number is 424-258-9223. That's 424-258-9223. And so basically, you know, it's over this period of time that a lot of things change. And there's a lot of endings of eras, there's a lot of new beginnings as we start stepping into winter, things that naturally change. And it's really hard for many people. It's really, really hard. And so what we do is we kind of shut down. Winter's a time of hibernation. And, you know, it's, you know, people become sick, you know, coughs and colds, things go to people's chest, people pass away. And so it's very tough. Okay, I did a reading only the other day. I can't even remember what I did. Oh, in fact, I think it was on Blog Talk Radio when I did the reading, where there was 3 birthdays and someone passed and there was an anniversary. I can't remember. It was kind of a crazy reading. But it's amazing when that actually happens, when spirit comes through and they give you specific information. And I've done a couple of readings this week where people are like, wow, I can't believe what's coming through. And like I said, it's very, very important over this time of year to look for the signs. Now, what actually happens is even though we are looking for the signs daily, we see these signs. But Christmas and the holidays and everything else, there are certain things that we need to look out for. And, you know, it's simple stuff, very, very simple stuff. And, you know, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it's someone who's passed away. It really doesn't. I mean, just to give you an example, I lost somebody very dear to me in my life, and it was an ending of an era, okay? So when it's very much an ending of an era, that also can create a sense of grief. And, you know, sometimes I can tell when that person's thinking of me because it's kind of this, I won't say weird energy, but it is kind of weird. It's like, oh, I know when they're thinking. And it's kind of shocking when it does happen because I think, whoa, what happened there? But the interesting thing is I was walking the dogs the other day. And I was walking the dogs. And there's always a particular song I associate with this person. And so I'm walking the dogs past, you know, in Lilydale. And if anybody's been to Lilydale, which I have to tell you, you need to come. I was walking them around by the auditorium because obviously, yeah, that's what I do.
And I'm walking around the auditorium, and then suddenly someone, well, you've got to remember that the auditorium is closed. Everything's shut down, all right, in the LHL. Nothing's open. So I'm walking around the auditorium, and I hear piano playing. And I'm like, huh? And the piano is being played inside the auditorium. And it's a song that I associate with this person. And I just sat there and I went, you have got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. And ironically, it's their birthday coming up. So it's just silly things that you see, and you have these signs that kind of make you go, oh, okay, I need to sit and look out for this. Now, what happens is when a loved one passes away, you know, many people say to me, oh, if the spirit world's so amazing, blah, 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 as you describe in your book, Survival of the Soul, then why would we want to come back and say hello? Well, quite frankly, I'll tell you the reason why is it's really for us. We want to know that they are okay. We want them, you know, they want us to say, hey, by the way, I'm here and I'm still thinking of you and don't worry. And it's that space and that time that we have to go, oh, huh, I get it. And so when that happens, we have to sit up and listen. Now, the signs around the holidays can be something different. They can be something very significantly different. Because what happens is we start doing things differently. All right, we all have a routine around Christmas. I don't know about you, but there's a routine for me around Christmas. Normally my Christmas tree is up. All right, it would have been up last weekend. But obviously it's going up tomorrow. But there's always a routine with me. At home, we do things. There's Christmas carols always playing. There's twinkle lights going on. There's presents under the tree. Even if they're fake, there's still presents under the tree. You know, now obviously there's snow on the ground. But we get into the Christmas spirit, okay? And there's Christmas cards up and everything else. I am someone who does not send Christmas cards, period. I just don't. And what's interesting is when me and my grandmother used to get Christmas cards, we used to recycle last year's Christmas cards by cutting the front of them off, you know, the picture. And we used to use them as name tags for our gifts, okay, which is how we recycle our Christmas cards. And we'd spend, you know, hours and hours and hours doing this, all right, as we were, you know, I don't know, as we were kind of taking down the Christmas decorations. So my grandmother always used to make her own Christmas decorations as well, you know. And so what was interesting is she would always put these things up. So every time at Christmas, okay, I'm just giving you an idea about signs. So every time at Christmas, if I get a gift and there's a homemade tag on it, or if I go into someone's house and there's a homemade decoration, which is very much like my grandmother, I go, oh, hi, Nan. Because obviously in England we call our grandmothers Nan, okay? Well, not obviously, because some people don't know we do. But I go, oh, hi, Nan. And it's so interesting. And it's things like that. And my grandmother always used to make an apple pie. I mean, she made apple pies every week anyway, but she always used to make apple pie for Christmas. And so it becomes a staple thing. At Christmas, after Christmas lunch, you know, we all get stuffed and we have apple pie and ice cream or apple pie and custard. And it was always that thing. And so, again, when someone turns up with an apple pie or a Bakewell, Bramwell apple tarts or something, I can't remember, in England. But whenever someone turns up with those, I'm like, oh, hi, Nan. So it kind of gives me this feeling that they're around. Also, it looks at things like, you know, excuse me, the Christmas is very important. And I talk Christmas, I know we've got to think about Hanukkah and everything else, but I'm just talking from my point of view regarding Christmas, that there may be certain things that you do, kind of rituals. And it's when those rituals come up that we naturally miss someone. It might be lighting the Christmas lights for the first time. It might be I don't know, it might be lighting the Christmas tree for the first time. It might be putting the fairy on the top or the angel on the top of the Christmas tree. And these are tough things, all right? They're very tough things. But this is where you have to honor that person. And maybe you might want to get a homemade decoration for the tree with their name on them in honor of that. And so that's what I would do there, all right? And just make something of that. It's very, very important to appreciate that, you know, that they're still around. But look for these signs. It could be their favorite Christmas carol that comes on. It could be the fact that, you know, we have a tinsel in the UK, this sparkly tinsel. It could be a piece of tinsel that drops, okay? It could be the way that the fairy lights, every time you look at the fairy lights, you might see a little glimmer in the corner of your eye. So look for these things. These things are so important to watch out for. You know, it's like my grandfather. I mean, he was a massive, massive Pavarotti fan. Loved Pavarotti. Loved any form of classical music. You know, Perry Como, all of that. You know, Frank Sinatra, blah blah blah. And so, whenever I hear, you know, if I might think of my grandfather, I'm like, okay, oh, my granddad, oh. And then suddenly, guess what happens? I'll hear, like, one of those singers. They'll come on. It's like, oh, what, singing a Christmas song. So these things, they're just random things that you can think of. And I know you've probably thought of it before, but I just wanted to remind you of this. And you might do a certain thing on a certain day, as I said, a little ritual. I remember going around to someone's house who always did Christmas on Christmas Eve. They had this massive, massive, massive party, and it was their way that they always did it. Had this massive party, massive gathering with just family and friends only. When I say massive, yeah, they were massive. But it's what happened. It's like that was their thing, and then Christmas Day was spent very much just chilling out. And so, you know, just look for these things. Watch. You know, it might be a ritual. It might be someone suggesting to do something that takes you back and reminds you of these people. You've got to think about that, okay? And it really is. And so, and the other thing, you know, we think about Christmas and we think about the holidays as being a time of you know, festivities and everything else. And I do want to actually just say, it's not always a time of festivities. God, I'm going to sound really morbid now. Geez, I don't want to sound morbid, but hey, Christmas to me has had a very, it got tainted for me. It got tainted for me back when Charlie was 9 months old. And those of you who have read my book will understand why. And, it, you know, I don't need to reiterate it and bring it up, but it kind of just has this, you know, and as much as I have let it go, because trust me, I really have, and I'm really in a good space with that person right now, and it's you know, we have a good relationship, but it kind of got a little bit tainted for me, and so that edge got taken off. And so even though we have certain things, remember it's a new year, and so that you can do things differently, you can do that very differently. You can make a new year. You can start a new ritual. You can start a new routine. You can start something that's new. And it doesn't always have to be the same. It really doesn't. And I get a lot of people that say to me, oh my gosh, I've got to go to the mother-in-law's. It's their year. Or I've got to go to my mum's and I don't want to go and I feel bad. You know what? Sometimes you don't have to go anywhere. You can stay at home. You can stay at home and you can be yourself, okay? So that's how I always look at it. It's just kind of, I don't know, you kind of make your own choices. But look for these signs, because your loved ones are absolutely around you. They are absolutely around you. They want to be around you. And so look for those signs. It could be that single red rose that is growing in, you know, the snow. It could be, you know, down to their Christmas carol coming on. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. All right, it's all about creating new rituals, all about creating new things. And yes, you're absolutely right, Julie. As long as you have your health and you have everything, everything can get better every day. You don't, and you're absolutely right. You don't have to. You don't have to please everybody, okay? You really don't. My mum has this saying, and I've got to say, I've always hated this saying, but she was right. And she'd say, please yourself. And she always said it in a negative context. It was always like, yeah, but I want to do this. When I was like, oh, I want to do this. Oh, please yourself, Lisa, you know, because it was always that. And I used to drive me insane, and I used to hate it. But you know what? She was right. Absolutely right. Because if you please yourself, then you're only responsible for you. I don't know how I got onto this topic. It was really random. But anyway, you're only responsible for you. But going back to the signs, look for them because they are very much there. And you've got to look and it's like, oh, wow, when did that happen? Okay. Now, I'm just going to tell you, sometimes you can read too much into the signs. All right. Sometimes the signs, especially if you're going through a really hard breakup, or if you've just had a loss, the signs can drive you a little bit insane, okay? But just look at them, okay? If it hits you. And I do want to actually say breakups especially because I don't know what it is, but it's around this time of year, things break up and, you know, always happens. God, I sound like a rock pessimist, don't I? But you sometimes in that, and it's only because a friend of mine's going through it right at the moment, but sometimes it's in that space that when you're in that space of breaking up, you can look too much into the signs and the signs can confuse you. All right. You know, you can't, sadly, you can't bring a loved one back. So there are, the signs are very clear cut. But when you're going through a breakup or something, the way the decisions to be made, sometimes you can read too much into the signs. Sometimes the signs can confuse you. And that's when you have to say, I'm not looking at that. All right, so just be aware. All right, so I'm just letting you know. I think, you know what I think I'm doing is I think I'm just being realistic. I think that's what I'm being, is I'm just being, not pessimistic, I think I'm just being realistic. Because I want everybody to realize that it's important to understand that, you know, we all have crap that goes on in our life. And like I said, right at the very beginning of the show, this is the time of year that highlights the crap. It highlights all of this stuff that goes on, and it's like, hold on, what is going on? And why am I going through this? Why am I dealing with this? And trust me, it's like, ah, really? Do I have to? And so I completely understand, all right? Crazy, isn't it? It's crazy, crazy, crazy. I kind of want to play a Christmas carol. I want to kind of play a Christmas carol. It's so funny because I'm going to come on to the readings now. Oh, I am. And if you do want to call in, it is 424-258-9223. That's 424-258-9223. Oh, of course, you can Skype in as well. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So I was driving down to, because Charlie goes to school in Bemis Point, and I've got no. I have a house in Bemis Point where I'm renting, and the electrics are damaged and stuff. So we've had to come off that. And I was driving to school the other day to go and pick him up on the school run in the afternoon. And I'd just been to, you know, I was coming from Lilydale. There's this kind of little passage that is, I don't know, it's just this little hill, and either side there's woods, and there's like no leaves on the trees, and you know, the snow was falling, and it was all white and all Christmassy and all cute. And of course, I had the radio on, and it had that song, "Walking in a Winter Wonderland," and I loved it because I was driving down that, and I actually got my video camera. I shouldn't have done, but I got my camera and flicked it up. Oh, da, 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 da. And it was going on, and honestly, I could see all. It was just so lovely. It was just, I don't know, it was so lovely, and just to go down there, it was kind of cute. Maybe I should post it on Instagram. Oh, it was just adorable. Okay, now it's worrying, because now I can see all the snow plows out. I'm looking out my window, and I've just seen all the snow plows. I'm thinking, oh, my God, how much snow? It stopped snowing, though.
Maybe I'll... Yeah. Oh, it has stopped sewing. Ish. I don't know. You can make snow cream. Yeah, I can... I don't know. It's kind of crazy. It's like, ooh. Maybe I need to make a snowman this year. Yeah, I do like to sing. I really do. Thank you, Julie. I actually sing in my shows now. It's so funny. It really is. All right. Okay. So I'm going to come to the phone lines. And you can ask me anything you want. You can ask me anything you've never seen snow, Sheena. Seriously? Wow. We need to change that. Oh, my gosh. You need to come to Lilydale in the winter. Yeah, and then you'll see snow. Ah! All right, so I'm going to... hey, everybody. All right, it's nice to see everyone in the chat room. Okay, so I'm going to come down. Now, where am I going to go? All right, I always work this way. It's like they tell me a number and I work that way. I also think I might pull a card as well, using Oracle cards. Why not indeed, I say. All right, I feel like I'm kind of waffling, really, but I don't know. It's kind of interesting. All right, so let's pull an Oracle card for everybody today. Important too. Yay! All right, so I'm going to pull an Oracle card. Here we go. Oh, all right, so it's Dawn. I've got the Dawn card. Now, this actually... is new beginnings, new horizons, birth, and rejuvenation. And what it says to me is that there's new starts, there's new things that are coming up on the horizon. Obviously, as we go into the winter months, of course, there's naturally new things, but we're also going into the new year. So it says to me that there's new beginnings, new things that's actually happening, and things that we need to be aware of, and brightness ahead of us. Is what I've been shown. So there we go. All right. So I've been told five down, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, and that's Karen's screening. So I'm going on to the next one. I don't think Karen needs a reading, bless her. But I'm going to come to Celine from New York. Hi, Celine. How are you?
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your question, my love?
My question is if there is any. I am actually going through different changes right now, as a matter of fact, but I'd like to know if there's any maybe people in spirit or guides or anything
okay.
that you're connecting with.
All right. Well, let me start here because I got told number five, and I was also being shown a female in spirit for you. So it was as though there was a female that was actually stepping forward. And what I want to say is I'm almost feeling as though either she's a mother or she's a grandmother. So has mom or grandmother passed over?
No, I actually, I think it could be my mother's grandmother, which is my great-grandmother.
Okay, good. Because it was on the mother's side, and it was mm-hmm. She was a mother figure, very motherly, very matriarch, though, very much a matriarch of the family. And, oh, right, okay, she says you are going through a lot of changes at the moment. So I'd have to say that there is a lot of changes within you at the moment. Is that correct?
Yes, a lot, yeah.
All right, because I feel like, oh, hello, we could do a whole show on you. You know, it's just like there's a lot going on. And I'm always feeling as though you're not quite sure in which direction to take your life. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so what I'm also being shown here, what it feels like is it feels like a directional move, all right? So when I see directional changes, it could be a move, an actual physical move, but it just feels to me as though there's a lot of endings of eras and there's a lot of doors opening for you. I'm also just been shown writing in a book, which would actually indicate to me that you need to actually do some journaling. Do you actually journal?
I haven't been doing it that much, but I feel like I should be. Now that you said that,
yep.
I've been thinking about it as well, yeah.
There you go. I feel as though you should journal because I'm actually seeing as though you need to, with this journaling, you're actually going to release a lot of things that are actually coming to you, that are actually kind of bottling up. Have you thought about moving as well? Because for some reason, it's a directional change.
Did you say moving?
A move, yes.
As far as I'm in an apartment right now, but my mom's house and I, we share that as well, which is very close to me. she's actually, I think, selling the house, and I don't know if maybe that's what you're picking up.
That's exactly what I'm picking up.
Yeah, do you think it's going to sell? Because I feel like it's not kind of on display as I would, you know, creatively want to do and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay, so what I was being shown is I felt as though there was a directional move, but I felt as though it was being hung up and that it was like being stilted and that there was not a lot that it was as though people were holding it back, okay? And what I'm being shown, so it could be the fact that it's not on display, as you said, but people are holding it back, and it could be the fact that she's not ready to move, all right? Mm-hmm. And what I'm also being shown is that there is going to be, it's funny because I've just pulled out some cards for you. You've got this tree, so I feel as though you've got the knowledge that is actually coming forward and that she is not ready to sell this house, okay? I almost feel as though she's not ready. Even though she has said that she's ready, I'm almost feeling as though she's not ready to let it go. But there is a transformation and change, and I do also feel as though it's going to come around the spring. Now, I'm also being shown regarding personally, there's a lot of change for you. But I keep being told to hang on in there, in the sense where hang on in there because all is going to be okay. And so whether there's a relationship or there's something that's going on at the moment, but I feel as though hang on in there, okay, and be yourself, be very positive. Don't change for anybody, okay, and stick to the plan. Because I've just been told the plan. Look for the plan. But actually, it's almost like I want you to hibernate until spring, really, because I feel as though spring's going to come about and everything's just actually going to change and you'll be in a much better situation between now and spring, you know, once spring hits. But it's like the winter months are just going to be a time of you starting to make some changes, you starting to think about your future. Next year is going to be a much better year for you, a much better year for you. So did you feel as though it was quite a tough year for you?
Yeah, definitely. Some unexpected things that have,
Yep, it's going to be a much better year for you, and it feels very solid and very secure, actually. Very secure, very much. It's no longer up in the air. There's going to be a security about it. So allow it to happen, but you don't force things, okay? You don't force it, because I feel as though sometimes we want to force things, we want to make things happen, but you can't. But it's actually all going to be fantastic for you. But come spring, you'll find that doors will absolutely open, and there's a healing that's going to come about of it. There is. Okay, thank you. I've also got a gentleman that's actually stepping through here. He's waving at you. Has your grandfather passed over?
My father's dad died. I don't know but I wasn't very close to him, but I don't know if you're maybe picking up on my mother's grandmother. One of them comes into my grandfather's dreams a lot, and he has, like, channeled messages, which are pretty vivid about me. I don't know if that could be that one, too.
It could be, but I've got a grandfather that's stepping through, sort of saying hi. It's almost as though he's actually standing there smiling at you. All right, it's like he's watching out for you. He's looking out for you. But your father's very intuitive. Your father is very, very intuitive. And so it's a matter of just allowing him to give you those messages. Really is. Mm-hmm. All right. So hold on until spring. But your mom needs to let go of that house. Your mom needs to let go of that house, because I don't think she's in that space to let go. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Celine. Have a great Christmas. All right, my love.
You too.
Take
care. Thanks so much. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Bye bye. Oh, now, okay. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah, baby. Okay. I'm all happy. The reason why, so I'll tell you the reason why. Because I have decided right now, to give away some Oracle cards. Can you believe that? I just need to give away a pack of Oracle cards, set of Oracle cards. So, I don't know how I'm going to do it or what I'm going to do, but how should we do this? How should we do this? Oh, I don't know how we're going to do this. Karen's going to be like, oh, my God. I know she's listening because she's come off the screening room. How are we going to do this? I don't know. I have no idea. But I've just decided to give them away.
All right, so here's what it's going to do. On Facebook, this is what we're going to do. I can't believe I'm going to do this. On Facebook, I want you to, in fact, Karen, if you're listening, she's going to write this down. Maybe we can post this on Facebook. We are going to give away a set of cards to the person who is going to make the biggest, not New Year's resolution, I can't really say that, but I don't know, who has made the biggest change in their life in 2014? There you go. Da-da-la! And what has impacted you? Karen's texting me going, ha ha ha, oh my God. All right, so she's going to put something on Facebook. What has impacted you or had the biggest impact? And basically, she's going to post that on Facebook, and you have to, no, actually, yeah, you can post on my Facebook. So post on my Facebook, what has been the biggest impact of 2014, all right? So post it on there. I actually think we should probably post it because then everybody else will join in. If they're not listening, then they can join in. So we're going to do a giveaway. So what has been the biggest impact on you and the biggest story on you? And we will give away 3 sets of cards. How's that? 3 sets of cards for the top 3. All right. La-da-da-da. Because I think sometimes we need a little bit of help, okay? So Karen's texting me, and she's like, okay, she's going to do it. She's awesome. I do want to give a bit of a shout. She's heading off to the UK, actually, bless her. So she's going to be having wet weather too. At least it's not me just getting snow. All right, so, yeah, get your stories out. Something that really inspires people. So I want it to be inspiring. I want it to be, you know, a big change. I want it to be inspiring. I want to see how you've actually changed with it. Really kind of see how you've grown with it all right? And I will give out 3 signed Intuitive Soul Oracle cards. Ta-da! Fun times, I can tell you. And I know Karen's typing it up right now because I almost know how Karen works. She's like, tap, 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 tap. Okay, all right, 2 down. All right, I'm coming to 2 down. All righty, 2 down. It's Dale in Pennsylvania. Hi, Dale. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your question, my love?
My 2 sons are passed. I guess I was hoping to talk to them or get some advice from them. I guess I feel lost anymore. I'm not really sure what direction to take my life in.
Let's see what we can do. It's funny because as I was connecting, I got told 2, and I got it told from a guy. So I'm assuming that this could be one of your sons. Now I've got to just say, did both of them pass in a very quickly? There was a feeling of very, very sudden. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, because I'm actually being okay, don't tell me too much, all right? Because I feel as though it all happened very, very quickly, and there was a sudden passing. Why do I want to say happy birthday to you? Would it be your birthday?
Yeah, it's coming up right after Christmas, yeah.
Right, okay, because I've just been told happy birthday. And so for some reason I'm being drawn to someone else who I know on just after Christmas, and I'm being drawn to the 28th, so I'm not sure if it's the number 28 or it is your birthday on the 28th.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, happy birthday for the 28th. There you go. What I'm actually being... it's kind of funny because I feel as though your boys are like dudes. That's the way I want to put them, like, dude. And the way that they're coming through is like this real kind of charm, this real kind of... okay, thank you. They've just said that they've been through before, so whether they've actually connected to you before or they've had, you know, they've come through in a reading, but they've just said that they've connected before. And they're kind of Laurel and Hardy, not Laurel and Hardy. They're jumping, they're bouncing off each other. The spark of energy is that they're like spark of energy, like ping, ping. They're like ping pongs. It's like this energy forwards and backwards, forwards and backwards. I just love their energy. That's the only way I can explain it.
Okay, thank you. There's also a significance about the rose, or there's a significance about a rose. So whether there's a feeling that someone put the rose. They also want to mention that there's other members of the family. Did this happen in a car accident? Because I just keep being shown a car accident.
Yep. Yeah, it was a car accident. Okay. Yes.
Okay. And they were together. Huh. Okay, can I just ask this question here? Did your daughter call up last week and your wife?
Yes, they did.
There you go.
Yep.
Because all of a sudden it just shot me back into that reading that I did last week. And I have to tell you, I was like so shocked. It was like, oh, my God. Because they're showing, so now I understand why they've said they've been through before. Because the way that they're coming through here is almost like they just wanted to acknowledge, you know, just that sense about them. Okay, thank you. Show me more here. They're just, okay, with regards to your okay, bless them. They need you to know that they're still with you, all right? They're constantly with you. They are very much around you. But what they are, who's Linda or Lynn?
Linda, that's my wife. That'd be their mom.
Right, okay. Because they just keep, I've just heard Linda. Okay. So I feel as though Linda's going to be a great help to you because I feel as though she's going to be a great help and kind of give you some advice. But the problem is sometimes you don't listen to her because it's almost like, you know, when you don't listen to the person who's closest to you because it's like, oh, here we go. And you need to hear it from someone else. I feel as though Linda gives really good advice. Sorry.
Okay. I'm sure she's laughing right now.
Oh, she probably is. But have you been thinking about changing your job?
No, I haven't really.
There's something about work that I feel as though there's a change on the horizon. And it may not be the job change itself. It could be changes within the work, all right? And it just feels to me as though there's changes within the work that is going to give you. And also, your boys keep mentioning a sport. Did you also do the sport together? Or like a sport together?
A fort?
A sport.
Like football, baseball, or something. Oh, yeah, well, no, we hunted together.
Right. Okay. I was being shown a sport. Now, hunting to me is a sport. Okay, because they're showing me the fact that this is important to acknowledge. This sport is so important to bring forward. So it's like you need to keep them in mind when you still do this. So if you don't hunt though either, do you? Have you stopped hunting?
Yeah, sort of, yep.
They're telling you to get back out.
Okay.
Because I feel as though you either associated it with them or something, but they've just said you haven't done it for a while. Get out there, okay? They've just said to you, start doing something for yourself. Start finding yourself again. You know, because this really important. Do you understand that?
Yeah, yes, I do.
They want to give you a big slap. I'm really sorry. I kind of want to give you a bit of a punch myself and very, very gently and in a playful way, but because they want you to start doing something for yourself, okay? And also they're showing you that they are around you. They're just giving me a star for some reason, like a twinkle star. So I just feel as though there's something about the twinkle star. I have no idea what that is. Okay, and they're also talking about the lights on the Christmas tree. I know that we had a conversation about the lights on the Christmas tree last week, but they wanted to acknowledge the lights. But they just keep showing me the star, and they're also talking about your vehicle in the fact where there's some feeling of a vehicle or they're watching over you while you drive. Do you have a truck?
Yes, I do. Yep.
All right, because they're in the truck with you is what I was being shown. And it's like they are watching you in the truck. So, again, they want to acknowledge that. And they're telling you to put a hat on your head. But I always feel as though there is a hat on your head. But it's, I don't know, and forgive me if I'm saying that, but are you receding a little bit? I don't know.
No, maybe. I don't think so, but it could be.
Okay. Well, in that case, what I feel like is that they want to put a hat on your head to keep it warm. So do you not wear a hat, or have you not recently?
No, I usually wear a hat, yeah.
But you haven't been, is
yep.
that right? Right. So they want to put a hat. I don't know what it is, but they want to put a hat on your head, and it's almost like you haven't been wearing it recently. So either it's a certain hat or it's a certain type, but they want to put a hat on your head, but it's as though you haven't been wearing either that hat recently.
I was wearing some of their hats, and I've got them put away, and I haven't been wearing them anymore.
That's what it is. There you
okay.
go. So it's like they want you to know that by putting this on the head, it's almost like you're going to get closer to them. All right. They're not
okay.
really giving you any advice for your life. They just want to kind of give you this sense of, you know, we're here for you. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yep.
You know, and they're just telling you to know that they're here for you and that they love you and that, you know, that it's really, I don't know, it's really important that they share that with you. All right.
Okay. Could I ask one question to see if they can
answer?
Or?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, both my boys raised animals, and I still have all the animals, and I'm, like, afraid to get rid of any of them. I don't know if they would be fine with that or if I should be hanging on to them. What do they think?
Is this about the dogs?
No, this would be goats and rabbits.
Right. Why? Who's got the dog? Oh, have you got the dog?
Yeah, there's dogs too that they both had. Yeah. We,
okay.
Yep.
Okay. Let me. And you have the dogs now.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they're just saying keep the dogs. That's what I heard.
Okay.
Just keep the dogs. So they're showing me that it's okay to let go of the other animals. Does that
okay.
help?
Yes, it does.
Good. I'm glad. Well, I'm going to love and leave you with that because they're blowing kisses at me. Bless them. Ah, they're adorable. And they're kind of like
yes,
waving at you. So just know that they are absolutely with you. And, you know, they love you and give love to everybody. All right. And don't forget, they'll be there
okay.
at Christmas with you. All right.
All right. Thank you
my
very
love.
Much.
I'm so glad that you're welcome, honey. You're welcome. I tell you what, it's so lovely when they come through. Like that. I've just had to put a sweet in my mouth because my throat's gone. But it's so nice when they come through. And I can't believe that they've come through again. They came through last week. They've come through again. It's so crazy. All righty. So I'm coming down to four down now. I've just been told. One, two, three, four. So I'm coming to Kathy. All right, so Kathy, hi, what's your question for me?
Well, I've been having a particular sign, and which I feel is from my son, and when I tell people about it, they sort of dismiss me, but like the next day or the next week, they'll experience the same sign, so like friends and relatives. So I was just wondering, is that how that would work, or is that even
okay.
possible?
It is absolutely possible. Let's have a look here because it's interesting. And your son, was he quite young when he passed?
Yes, he was.
Okay, because I'm being shown the connection to the last two boys felt as though they were teenagers. I feel as though your son was younger.
No.
And they were older teenagers.
He was older than
feeling, that. Okay, but he just feels as though he's got a very youthful personality, very, very childlike is the only way I can explain him. So was he very
yes.
much a youthful kind of guy? All right, that's the reason why. And because
yes.
he just feels like a little kid. I've got to say that. He just really does. And in fact, he's laughing almost because I do feel as though maybe you would often comment and say, hey, you're just like a little kid, all right?
Yeah.
And because that's the way he's coming through. Now, he's just said, Mom, it is me. It is me. So those signs that you're seeing are him. Thank you. And he's also just said the dreams are him as well. because he's showing me that the dreams are very much him. Now, why do I feel here that he passed very quickly? Because there's a feeling of him passing quickly. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, he's also feeling as though, in some aspects, he felt responsible for his own passing. Does that make sense?
Yes, he did.
Okay. Because he's showing me this, all right? He is showing me this. And I don't know whether he was on drugs or whether there should have been drugs or there should have been medication, but I've just been shown drugs here. But the way that he's coming through here is just very charming, very light, very easy, la, la, la. But he's also showing me is that, thank you, and he's also talking about there's a lot more signs recently, so you've been seeing a lot more signs recently that he has been around you, haven't you?
Yes, different ones now, though.
Okay.
You know, they change, too.
Uh-huh, they do change, which is why I mentioned this today on the show, because, you know, as the time of year changes, we get different signs. And so chocolate. What's the connection to chocolate? Did he love chocolate? Or are you the chocolate fan?
It's me.
It's you. Okay, all of a sudden I've just smelled chocolate. And the chocolate, they want to keep giving you chocolate. So it's as though you're going to start seeing signs in chocolate, or you're going to start, you know, you'll have some chocolate. It's like that he wants to give you a connection to chocolate for some reason. Now, the other thing that he's actually showing me, he said it didn't hurt. He wants you to know it didn't hurt, and he's doing okay. And he's actually thanking you for all the help that you have given him since he's been passed, because you've accepted him no matter what. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you accepted him no matter what was going on in his life, no matter what was happening, you accepted that space and that time that he was in. And he's just saying, I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry. Now, I know, and he's saying that those signs that you get are definitely from him. And he's given me coins as well. Do you ever find coins on the floor?
Well, that was the particular sign was dimes.
There we go.
Everywhere and anywhere you can think of.
Yep, there you go. All right. So, well, me just saying that is a clarification that this is the real reality, okay, because I am being shown that the coins are very much that he comes through, and he wants to acknowledge that's the way that he's showing me. And so when you see these coins, all right, just be aware. Pick them up. And okay, thank you. And he just said that you collect them. So obviously you have a collection of these dimes in a jar, and I feel as though you've got maybe put the jar and maybe his name on it, and it's, you know, his name jar. And I just feel as though they're actually a time for you. And it's as though he wants you to buy something very significant for yourself with this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What it feels like, okay, and you've got to just bear with me, it feels to me as though you've got to get yourself a necklace and some piece of jewelry that is going to be significant to you as a memory keepsake from him.
Okay.
So it could be, for instance, you know, it could be one of those pieces where you put the ashes in, or it could be just, you know, his photo on there. It could be, you know, his favorite sport or whatever he did that was very significant, because I'm being shown that it's going to be something of great significance, and it's going to be of him, because you'll start seeing these dimes will start slowing down, and that'll be the time where, you know, save them up, and then obviously once you get them, it could even be the fact that you put a dime on a necklace. I don't know. But save them up. You know, it's going to be something significant, but it was showing me something like a pendant or on a necklace as well. And it was showing me silver, actually. Okay. And he's just laughing. He's just said, Mom, I'm okay. Very much life and soul. There's a lot of energy about him. He's a fun-loving guy. I've got to say, quite a fun-loving guy. So did you find that he was a real fun aspect? There was a real fun aspect to him?
Oh, for sure, yes.
Oh, he was a great guy. Absolutely lovely, lovely guy. And he's just said, I'm doing okay. And have you not put the Christmas tree up yet?
No, we haven't.
Put the Christmas tree up. All right, because he's just said, put the Christmas tree up.
put the, and I'm thinking, are you having to go at me because I haven't put my Christmas tree up? But put the Christmas tree up, will you? All right, because he wants you to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
And he's also saying thank you for the gift. So either you've given him a gift or something. Now, for some reason, why am I being shown a cupcake? What's the cupcake?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know either. But anyway, I've just been shown a cupcake. It could be a red velvet cupcake. I have no idea. But I'm going to leave it with you. But watch out for this, because he's just saying, he said that he's around you. He really is around you and watching out for you, okay? And, you know, even though these people are saying to you, oh, it's not a sign, it really is from him. It really is from him.
Say it's imagination or the power of suggestion or whatever. You know, it's hard to believe it's real.
Of course. And, you know, what happens is when you're in this stage, it's hard to believe that it's actually happened first and foremost. And you can't believe that it's actually you're actually going through this. And that's the hardest thing, because when you go through something like this, it's so traumatic. And, you know, God forbid, should I ever go through it. But it is traumatic, and I deal with many, many, many people in your situation. You are not alone, and I do want to let you know you are not alone. But when you're in that space, you will hold on. You will believe. And if you believe that that is your loved one, and if it hits you and it resonates with you, then that is a sign for yourself. And you have to believe that. So, and the fact I mentioned it, absolutely. Oh, blessing. He's just said, thank you, Lisa. Oh, and he's just said he needs his hair cut. So whether he needed his hair cut before he passed or something, or someone needs a haircut, I think it's me. But, you know, he's just said someone needs a haircut. Does that make sense?
Well, that's me, too. I was just talking about going
you.
To the hairdresser the other day.
Well, there you go. Get your hair cut. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that he came through. I really am. And honestly, you know, you believe what you want to believe. And if it's if you feel as though it's your son coming through, then there it is. Where's the capital J like a Jason?
My brother is John, so he's been experiencing quite a bit of the same thing too.
Right. Okay. Because I've just been shown that he's actually coming through to him as well.
Okay. Yes,
okay.
I believe that. Stronger than me.
Maybe so. Mm-hmm. And because obviously you're in a different space to what he is.
Yes.
So absolutely. But just know that. Absolutely, that he is around you, and he loves you. He loves his mom, and that he just said, "Tell her I'm sorry." So I'm going to love and leave you with that. I'm glad that he came through.
Yes, I am too. Thank
really
you, Lisa,
am.
Very much.
All right, you are welcome. You are welcome.
Okay.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas
to you.
New Year and all of that. All right, my love.
Okay,
take care.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.
You know, isn't it wonderful when they actually come through? It's like, oh, and the signs can be anything. The signs can absolutely be anything. And so look out for them. So here we go. All right, we're coming up to the last couple of minutes of the show. On Facebook, if you want to win, I'm giving away 3 packs of Intuitive Oracle Soul Oracle cards. If you want to win, I want you to write down something that has impacted you the most and changed your life and how you have grown from it. On my Facebook page, so it's Lisa Williams, facebook.com/Lisa Williams, I think, Lisa Williams Medium, I don't know, you'll find me, just Google me, I'm out there. I've got a lot of stuff going on. We're going to New Zealand, Australia, and also Norway, and there's lots of other places that I'm going to in the U.S., I think I'm actually doing the grief conference, and I'm in Lilydale, and I'm doing all sorts. Oh my gosh, I'm doing all sorts. So there's a lot of stuff going on there. If you want the Intuitive Oracle cards, you can get them online at lisawilliamscards.com. I think they're also on Amazon as well, I believe. But lots of stuff happening. So please, I'm not sure that we're going to have a live show next week. In fact, I know we're not going to have a live show next week, because Karen's going to be in the UK. But we will, but the following week, which will be just before New Year, we'll have a show as well. So for me, I want to say Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, all of that, because I'm going to say that. Happy holidays to be politically correct. But Merry Christmas. I am off to go and do some Christmas shopping because I haven't even started my Christmas shopping. And we are, oh my gosh, 8 days away. Wow. And we've had lots of responses on Facebook, and we will announce that winner on my next live show. Top banana. Ah! All righty, guys. From me, I want to say thank you so much for joining me. Please have a safe, wonderful, beautiful Christmas, and be safe, and I'm sending you lots of love.